For the last 5 years, Christians all over America have been trying to get child grooming, gay porn books like Lawn Boy and Gender Queer taken out of public libraries and school libraries because those books give kids everything they need to know to have gay sex and even apps that they can use to hook up with pedophiles. But don't worry, Illinois, because just last Monday, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill making Illinois the first state in America to outlaw book banning, guaranteeing that child predators here can keep using those books to brainwash kids and recruit them into the lifestyle. People, this isn't the land of Lincoln. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. We are seeing it. We are seeing it right in front of our very eyes. This is what happens to people in a state and a nation that blow off all the fundamentals and all the basics about God and the Bible and Christianity and morality and right and wrong. And every single one of us is paying the price because of it. We're going to start changing that. We're going to start a series here this morning at Fox River, a series called Back to the Basics, looking at all kinds of basic fundamental truth from God's Word that too many people in this country and too many Christians in the church have forgotten and rejected so that we can get back to the Lord in these last days before it's too late for sure. And we're going to start this series this morning by looking at the most basic fundamental truth of all. There really is a God. And to see that, we turn today to Isaiah chapter 46 and verses 8 through 10. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please. Isaiah 46, verses 8 through 10. God says, "Remember this, fix it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please." And let's pray. Lord, just thank you for your word, and I pray you just give us a brand new understanding today, Lord, that you are God, and you are the only God there is. I pray you just open your word to us this morning and speak to us and teach us what it is that you want us to know. We ask all this in your name. Amen. In this part of Isaiah chapter 46, Isaiah is telling God's people they're crazy for believing in idols. And in our text today, Isaiah tells them what they need to do to get back to the only God there is. And the Holy Spirit is telling us today, if we really want to get back to the basics and the only God there is, we need to do exactly the same things. Our text this morning, Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8 through 10, tells us three things that we need to do to know there really is a God. And let's look and see what those three things are. The first thing we see from this text, the first thing that we need to do to know there really is a God, we need to realize there really is a God. And that's exactly what Isaiah is telling us here, and God's telling us in verse 8. Last April 30th, actor Treat Williams said, "There is no God, God is dead." Then just this past Monday, actor Treat Williams was killed in a motorcycle accident in Dorset, Vermont. And God said, "There is no Treat Williams, Treat Williams is dead." And I know somebody's hearing this saying, "Well, Kevin, I don't even believe there's a God." Yes, you do. Because Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says, deep down inside, everybody believes there's a God. Because God created you to believe in Him so that you would seek Him and find Him in Jesus Christ. So it's not that you don't believe in God. You just don't want there to be a God because He cramps your style. And we see that attitude everywhere. Verse 8, God says, "Remember, you rebels," because America has forgotten God. Last June the 13th, that happened on an episode of Jeopardy.
Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
Duh! America's forgotten God, and all the things about God as well. In 1955, when Disney World opened up their Main Street USA, they had all kinds of shops and stores and buildings to give people an idea what life was like back at the turn of the century. City Hall, train station, ice cream parlor, fire station, movie theater. But notice, there was no church anywhere there. And there still isn't. So according to Disney, either God doesn't exist, or if He does exist, He doesn't matter. And don't tell me that's not one of the reasons Disney is so stupid woke today. This is Pride Month. And you talk about a slam against God. Because pride is the deadliest of the seven deadly sins. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 18. Pride is what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. It's what got Adam and Eve kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Here's a list of just some of the Pride events in America now. Third week in February, Spectrum Awareness Week. March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility. April 26th, Lesbian Visibility Day. May the 24th, Pansexual Awareness Day. September 16th through the 23rd, Bisexual Awareness Week. October 11th, National Coming Out Day. November the 20th, Transgender Day of Remembrance. There's a queer day every month on the calendar except August. Pride Month, my eye, it's in your face all year round. America has forgotten God. Do you know what's true about every single school shooter in this country for the last 25 years? Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold at Columbine, Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook, Nicholas Cruz at Marjorie Stoneman, Salvador Ramos at Uvalde, Audrey Hale at Covenant Presbyterian. I could go on and on and on. Not one of them believed in God. You say, Kevin, school shootings are about guns and mental illness. No, we've always had guns and mental illness. What's different today? There's no belief in God. There's no fear of God. There is no fear of standing before God on Judgment Day and being held accountable for the horrible things you've done. Psalm chapter 36, verse 1, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Folks, we don't have a gun problem in this country. We've got a God problem in this country. There really is a God. And I know somebody's hearing this going, well, Kevin, here's what I think. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That's the sound of God not caring what you think. Because God's not asking you if He exists. He's telling you. So you either believe it and be blessed, or you reject it and be cursed. You say, well, Kevin, what about evolution? Evolution. The stupid idea that everything came from nothing. From goo to you by way of the zoo, nobody's stupid enough to believe in evolution anymore. You don't think there is a God who created all things? Planet Earth is the only planet in our solar system that has water in liquid form. And an atmosphere with 21.2% free oxygen that never changes anytime, anywhere on the planet. Earth is the only planet in our solar system tilted at a 23-degree angle, guaranteeing four different seasons every year, including seed time and harvest. Earth is the only planet in the solar system with a moon like ours that's just close enough and big enough to cause tides that stir the oceans and scour the beaches twice a day. Earth is the only planet in the solar system with an atmosphere thick enough to burn up 20 million meteorites that come slamming at us every single day. I could go on and on. Do you honestly think that all happened by accident? Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Don't be a fool. This magnificent creation right here. Brooke, could you come up? Come up here and stand in front of everybody. This girl right here has 10 billion neurons in her brain. Every single one of them firing 7,000 synapses with every other neuron in her brain every nanosecond. So forgive her if once in a while she forgets to unload the dishwasher because she's got a lot on her mind. And God created her with opposable thumbs so she can text 100,000 words a minute. And right here, the back of her front, her gluteus maximus, God made that the hardest muscle on her body to protect her from all the spanking she got from her parents when she was growing up and to guarantee she'd always have a place to sit down. And when she gets married and gets pregnant right here, God created a special track in her pelvic bone so when she gets pregnant, her spine can slide forward and help her carry the weight of a baby without breaking her back. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And right here, God made a girl's hair twice as strong as a boy's hair because God knew boys would want to make girls pull their hair out. You don't think that an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God created all that? You don't think there really is a God? But see, belief in God isn't just a matter of fact. It's also a matter of faith. God says, verse 8, take this to heart. Because faith can't just be up here. It's also got to be down here in the heart. A heart that is empty without Him. Elon Musk, second richest man in the whole wide world, bought Twitter. Brainiac to the max, said this, I have achieved almost every goal I have ever dreamed of. And I have all the money I will ever need in 1,000 lifetimes. And I am on the leading edge of what I know is civilization changing technology. And yet, there's no satisfaction in it, just like this meaninglessness to the whole thing. And do you know why? There's people sitting in this church listening to the sermon right now. That meaninglessness, that emptiness, you know exactly what Elon Musk is talking about. And you know why? Colossians 1:16 says all things are created by Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ, including us human beings. We're all created by Jesus Christ for Jesus Christ. You are created by God to know Him through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which means there is a hole in your heart that only God can fill. You can't change that. You can't help that. That's just the way you're wired. So if you don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, absolutely nothing else in the whole wide world will ever substitute for that or make up for it. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. The Lord is your life. You don't have the Lord, you don't have life. So listen to me. God is not just a higher power like electricity. He's not just a force like in Star Wars. He is not a PIR or a TikTok crush. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. And He needs to be Lord of your life too. Because listen to me. You and your life are nothing, absolutely nothing without Him. There really is a God, folks. And sometimes God will do whatever it is that He has to do to prove that to you. Former St. Louis Cardinal and longtime Cardinals announcer Mike Shannon died last April the 29th at the age of 83. And Mike Shannon worked for 30 years with legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster Jack Buck announcing Cardinals games on KMOX radio in St. Louis. Jack Buck died back in 2002. And about 3 years ago, on the anniversary of his death, Sporting News asked Mike Shannon what was his favorite memory of working with his longtime partner. And you'd think that Mike Shannon would have said, well, you know, the Cardinals winning one of their World Series, or Mark McGwire's 62nd home run, or maybe some fantastic play that Ozzie Smith made at shortstop. But instead, Mike Shannon said, hands down, his favorite moment with Jack Buck happened May 7th, 1996. Jack Buck was always inviting disadvantaged people to come to Cardinals home games on his dime. In May of 1996, he heard about a 10-year-old boy named Randall who was special needs and dying of stomach cancer. Doctors had long since given up trying to cure him, and that kid was so sick he had to be tied in his wheelchair. But he was a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. So Jack Buck invited Randall and his parents to come to a Cardinals home game on May the 7th. And they even sat in the press box with him. And the Cardinals staff treated that family like kings. Bought that little kid all kinds of souvenirs and caps and jerseys and hot dogs and drinks. The whole nine yards. And because Jack Buck was a Christian, during a break in the game, he asked Randall, Randall, do you believe in Jesus? And Randall said, I would believe in Him if He lets me catch a foul ball while I'm in here. And Jack Buck and Mike Shannon looked at each other and shook their heads, because in 30 years of broadcasting, there had never been a foul ball hit inside their press booth. In fact, the press boxes at Busch Stadium had been built under the overhang so that no foul ball ever could get inside that press box. So Jack Buck told Mike Shannon, start praying. And people, what do you know? The very next pitch, Cardinals Vince Coleman fouled off a high fastball. That ball flew up way behind home plate. Inside that press box, ricocheted off the ceiling and the floor, hit the ceiling and the floor one more time, and then bounced right in the lap tray of that little boy's wheelchair. People, the odds of that happening are even bigger than Joe Biden voting for Donald Trump in the 2024 election. And there wasn't one dry eye in that booth. That little boy died 5 weeks after that game, and his parents buried him with that baseball in his hand. Mike Shannon said nobody would ever be able to convince him that there's not a God. And you say, Kevin, that's not possible. Yeah, it is possible, because with God, all things are possible. Listen to me, there ain't nothing, there's absolutely nothing that God cannot or will not do to prove to you that there's a God. The only question is, are you going to believe it or not? The first thing that we need to do to know there's a God, we need to realize there really is a God. We go on in this text, we see a second thing. A second thing that we need to do to know there's a God. We not only need to realize there really is a God, we also need to believe He's the only God there is. And that's exactly what God is telling us here in verse 9. I am God and there is no other. One God who's revealed Himself to us in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A God so unbelievably, unimaginably, indescribably righteous and holy. No man can see God's face and live. Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. Because just His glory alone would burn you into cinders. So 2,000 years ago, this God loved us. and wanted us to know Him so much, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, down to this earth in human form, in a form that we could relate to and understand. And He died on the cross and rose from the dead so that one day you and I could go to heaven and live with Him there forever. Comedian Steve Harvey says, all gods are the same. And I want to tell you today, that is an absolute lie, because there is no God who ever did anything like that for people. There's God, and there's all the others. And all the others are just scammers and posers and lies of the devil. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, God says, turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. He's the only God there is. But the problem is, when people don't believe that He's the only God there is, they start thinking they are the only God there is. The unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I. Because, hey, it really is all about me. Because I'm awesome. Covered with awesome sauce. So awesome, even the word awesome ends with the letters M-E. M-E spells what? Me. Coincidence? I think not. See the attitude that's out there today? 32-year-old woman named Sonia Maurer, Richmond, Virginia, thought she was so awesome. Last February the 24th, she married herself. Literally married herself in a real wedding ceremony. And why? This is what she said. I've always wanted to be married, but I finally realized I'm so awesome, I'm the only one who could really ever satisfy me. Talk about being stuck on yourself. And that's what social media is all about. The slogan for YouTube is what? Broadcast yourself. So God isn't God. Self is God. Americans take 1.5 billion selfies every single day and download 17,000 of them per second on Instagram because they're in love with the look of their own face. First commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. How many of y'all realize that includes ourselves? One of the biggest signs of the last days, the Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 is what? People will what? They will be lovers of themselves. People were seeing it. People worship other people like their God. This guy here, you can't see the top of his face. William Overlander from Lakeview spent $92,169 on one ticket to see Taylor Swift in concert in Chicago last June the 3rd. $92,169. That's a chunk of a house. You say, Kevin, he's a Taylor Swift fan. He's a Swiftie. Folks, that's not what you call Swiftie. That's what you call crazy. That's idolatry. And the problem is, every human God that we lift up always fades away. For almost 50 years, actor Jack Nicholson, with movies like Chinatown and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, was the king of Hollywood. Guy won 3 Oscars. Party animal, ladies' man, playboy, had 6 different kids by 5 different women, always sat courtside at all the Los Angeles Lakers games, A-lister to the max. But see, today, Jack Nicholson is 85 years old. Totally gave up acting 13 years ago. Hasn't been seen in public since October of 2021. Because right now he's isolating himself in his mansion in Beverly Hills. Fat and bloated. His looks are gone. His mind is gone with dementia. Behold, the glory of man. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. All men are like grass. And the glory of man like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. God is the only God there is. And the biggest in your face to God today is transgenderism. Because it claims that God made a mistake when He created people. Gave them the wrong kind of brain or the wrong kind of body. Excuse me, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 9. Shall the pot say to the potter, why did you make me like this? Absolutely not. And look at the damage that transgenderism is doing to people. The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, committed suicide at the federal prison in North Carolina last June the 9th. So genius, he was accepted to Harvard at age 15. Mathematical Einstein. But see, what the media isn't telling you now is that Ted Kaczynski, almost his entire life, was fixated with this idea that he should be a woman. He was fixated with transgenderism. Even 23 years old, went to have a sex change operation before he backed out at the last second. tried to kill himself buku times because of it, and said in his writings, it was this obsession with becoming trans, with becoming a woman, that fueled all the mail bombings that killed 3 people and injured 23 others. Gee, why doesn't the media tell you today that transgenderism turned Ted Kaczynski into a killer? The toxicology report for Audrey Hale, the shooter at the Covenant Presbyterian School in Nashville, still hasn't been released. And why? Because the left doesn't want you to know how the drugs she was taking to transition turned her into a monster. You try to be God, God will prove to you that you're not. Because Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, God will not be mocked. Playing God with people's gender is killing people. Back in 2020, 15-year-old Yelly Martinez was getting picked on at her high school in Los Angeles. So the school social worker, along with a gay club in that school, told her she was trans, gave her a boy's name, and even gave her boy's clothes to wear. And because her mother, Abigail Martinez, was a Christian and didn't want her to transition, DCFS in California took that 15-year-old girl away from her loving Christian mom, put her in foster care, and started injecting her with testosterone to the point she got so depressed, March 21st, 2021, that teenage girl knelt down in front of an oncoming train and committed suicide. Not even a part of her body big enough to put in a casket for a funeral. And this is what her mother, Abigail Martinez, said about the whole thing.
Why are there so many transgender in foster care? Because the state take them from their families, tell them to run, then steal them. Parents are given one option to treat their distressed child, affirm, drug, and remove their healthy body part, or else lose your child. The abuse claim against me was finally dropped, but it was too late. The damage was done. By then, my daughter was in a horrible mental and physical pain. My daughter knelt down in front of a train. She was murdered by gender ideology. I beg you. Stop pushing gender ideology. I don't want any parent to feel what I feel every day. Affirmation is not good for the health, safety, and welfare of any child.
Gee, where's Dylan Mulvaney? Where's the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? Where's Joe Biden? Where's J.B. Pritzker? You play God with people, you end up playing the devil. God is the only God there is. Verse 9, God says, remember the former things. Remember what God did for the United States of America all throughout our history. August of 1776, there were so many British ships in New York Harbor filled with so many British soldiers, the masts of the ships looked like Sherwood Forest. Then August 27th, a traitor led 10,000 British soldiers through Jamaica Pass and attacked Washington's army from behind, the entire Continental Army, in the biggest battle of the entire American Revolution. And 3,000 Americans were killed in the first battle, and Washington had to retreat, and then he was caught with the redcoats in front of him and the British ships behind him. So the next day, the Continental Army would have to surrender, and George Washington would be hung. And America would become just another British colony like India or the Virgin Islands. But see, that night, George Washington prayed. And then he started getting all the boats and all the dinghies that he could find and started ferrying his entire army across the East River to Manhattan Island. Horses, cannon, the whole shebang. But by sunup the next morning, half the army still hadn't crossed. And they were going to be sitting ducks for the British. So George Washington prayed again. And amazingly, miraculously, this fog came up off the East River and blanketed the British camp and also the American camp. A fog so thick you could not see 6 inches in front of your face. And Washington finished the evacuation. So when the British attacked the American camp, they found it completely empty because Washington and his men had escaped in order to live and fight another day. Amen. Benjamin Franklin said, there is a God who intervenes in the affairs of men. People time after time over and over again, God has pulled our fat out of the fire to preserve this nation. George Washington said this, "For all the ways divine providence interceded for us in this war, Americans need to forever realize their obligation to be a holy people unto the Lord our God." Amen. Now compare that to what we got today. Last Saturday, June the 10th, Joe Biden hosted the biggest LGBTQ Pride Fest in the history of the White House, with everybody from a queer icon Betty Who to RuPaul's drag queens strutting their stuff. And a TikTok influencer named Rose Montana, who's really a guy, pretended to be a woman, even flashed his fake breast implants for everybody. And Joe Biden said this, "You are some of the bravest and most inspiring people I have ever known." And of course, it was all about the children. Because why pass up an opportunity to corrupt little kids? People, it wasn't a pride fest. It was a hellscape. And worst of all, notice the flags on the White House portico overlooking the South Lawn. With the American flags in the middle and on the sides and the pride flag in the middle. But notice, not just the regular pride flag, the militant progressive pride flag with a transgender triangle. And the BLM colors to push the lie that LGBTQ people are a separate race just like blacks and Hispanics are. And folks, what you see there violates U.S. flag code that says every time the American flag is supposed to be displayed with other flags, the American flag is supposed to be in the middle and slightly above all the others. Because the flag is a symbol. And the symbol means something. Which is exactly why the Biden administration arranged them to look like that. Because, see, the victor flag always goes in the middle. And the nations that are conquered, their flags always go on the side. And how do we know that's the message that the left was sending that day? Because Joe Biden said this, "Today, the people's house is your house. And we are sending a clear message to the whole country and to the whole world. America is now a nation of pride." So the left won. America's all about being queer and trans. And the pride flag is now the official flag of the United States of America. And people, I got to tell you, it might as well be, because you're seeing it everywhere today. The pride flag is being flown from courthouses all over America right now. Police departments are saluting the pride flag. The pride flag is being flown over embassies in foreign countries all over the world. The pride flag is even being flown at the U.S. Embassy at the Vatican as a slam against Christianity and the Catholic Church and everything it stands for. And get this, pride flags are now even being flown on national military cemeteries. Because everybody knows the reason we stormed the beaches at Normandy is so gay guys could pretend to be married and parents could mutilate their kids. God help us, people. You talk about evil. You talk about disrespecting the sacrifice of military soldiers in this country. A country's flag is supposed to represent the people and the people's values. That flag does not represent me or my values any more than a man on the moon. But see, that one does. In case anybody's, next slide. In case anybody's forgotten, the design of the American flag really hasn't changed since 1777. The 13 stripes represent the 13 original colonies, with white stars on a blue background representing the different states. But you know what our founding fathers said the parts of the flag represent? Francis Hopkins, who helped create the American flag, said the red and white stripes represent the stripes of blood that Jesus shed to take our sins away. The white represents the righteousness of Christ that's transferred to us when we repent and turn to Him. Red and blue were chosen because they were the colors of the curtain in the Holy of Holies in the temple. George Washington said the stars were like the Star of Bethlehem that God used to lead people to Christ. So the purpose of the flag and the purpose of the country was to lead people to Christ too. Benjamin Franklin wanted crosses used instead of stars to show that America is a Christian nation. So every single thing about that flag from the very beginning was all about honoring God who founded this country and Jesus Christ, the source of all real freedom. And then today, you see that. Human Rights Campaign says the red and the pride flag represents life and the white represents part of the trans community and the blue represents serenity, blah, blah, blah. So there's absolutely nothing about this flag that represents or symbolizes God or Jesus Christ or holiness or sacrifice or purity or honor or heaven or anything. Because see, those things are all symbols of hate and they went out of style a long time ago. So this flag isn't about God, it's about man. This flag isn't about righteousness, it's about wickedness. This flag doesn't say, God, we need you. This flag says, God, screw you. This flag is a huge middle finger pointing up the sky saying, God, we hate you, we hate your standards, and we dare you to do something about it. That flag should never be displayed in society because that flag and every single thing it stands for offends all normal people and runs contrary to everything we know about true science and reality, and especially the God who founded this nation. And Christians, if we don't get down on our hands and knees and cry out to God and repent on behalf of this country, we are doomed. So people, that's not the real pride flag. This is the real pride flag. And we have one here at Fox River. We've got one right there on the platform of the sanctuary. We also got one flying out in the parking lot. So there still is a church that bows to the cross and stands for the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, because this piece of the nation is still under God, the God of the Bible, the only God there is. And because God will not be mocked, Christians, one day we're going to win. Psalm chapter 20, verse 1. We will shout for joy when the Lord is victorious and raise our banners in the name of our God. That one. Not that one. The second thing we need to do in order to know there's a God, we need to realize He's the only God there is. We go on in this text, we see a third thing. A third thing we need to do to know there is a God. We not only need to realize there really is a God, we not only need to believe He's the only God there is, but third, we need to trust that He's in control. And that's exactly what God is telling us here in verse 10. My purpose will stand, and I'll do whatever I please, bar none, no matter what. Because He's King, rootin', tootin', high and mighty, told you so, boss of the applesauce, and in absolute control of all things. So even if things are out of our control, they're not out of God's control. And if they're not out of God's control, then they're not out of control. And don't push the panic button, because He is the panic button. God is in absolute control of all things. And people, we need to remember that, because right now, it doesn't seem like God's in control of much anything. Last June the 8th, President Donald Trump was indicted on 38 counts of so-called obstruction of justice with classified documents. An indictment that could put him behind bars for 450 years. Even though Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, bleach-bitted 30,000 classified emails that she was using to sell out the country. And even though Joe Biden had classified documents back from the time he was vice president, documents about Ukraine, where $5 million more dollars just came from to the Biden crime family. But nothing to see there. Like it never happened. You say, well, Kevin, nobody is above the law. Yeah, they are, if their last name is Clinton and Biden. Well, Kevin, you just have to trust the judicial process. Do you have any trust in this judicial process right now?
No.
Because the Department of Injustice right now only exists to do two things. Keep Donald Trump out of the White House and cover Joe Biden's backside. People, we've never seen anything like this in our lives going on in this country. Forget about Donald Trump. We do not put political opponents in jail in America. Until now. So the real insurrection was not January 21st, 2021. The real insurrection was last June the 8th, 2023. The left is dragging this country into a black hole. Attacks against Christians and families and parents and kids continue all over the place. Here's how a middle school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania celebrated Pride Day this year. So anybody still wondering why the number of people in America who identify as LGBTQ jumped 700% in the last 3 years? That'd be your answer. Last Saturday, June the 10th, two Christians, Brian Russell and Jeremy Sladen, were just praying, just silently praying, not screaming, not yelling, not throwing things, not shooting at anybody, just silently praying at a Pride Fest in Franklin, Tennessee, the heart of the Bible Belt. When all of a sudden, eight cops came up to them and kicked them out. And why? Because the cops said they were making the Pride people feel unwelcome. Well, boo-hoo. Folks, there's no such thing as a God-given constitutional right to always feel welcome. But see, there is such a thing as a God-given constitutional right to pray in public. See what's happening? And do you know why those Christians bothered those pride people so much? Because just them standing there silently praying was a silent witness to those pagans that what they were doing was wrong, and they couldn't stand it. You can't go after God, you go after God's people. Right now, the FBI is planting undercover agents in conservative Christian churches all over America looking for extremists. And get this, they're especially targeting the churches that fly alternate American flags. Like, don't tread on me. Exactly the flag we've got in our parking lot right now. So that person that you shook hands with this morning, that first-time visitor that you've never seen before, what was their name again? You say, Kevin, everything's coming unglued. How can you trust that God is still in control? I'll tell you how. Because right now, Christians all over America are pushing back against the attack. Last Monday was Pride Spirit Day at Marshall Simon High Elementary School in Burlington, Massachusetts. All students were supposed to come dressed in rainbow colors and chant the mantra. But instead, all kinds of Christian students showed up wearing black and red, white, and blue in protest, tore down all the pride decorations, and started chanting, God, USA, USA, 10 and 11-year-old kids. Touché! Last Friday night, June the 10th, June the 9th, was Pride Night for the Washington Nationals in Washington, D.C. And of all people, they asked Nancy Pelosi to throw out the first pitch. And notice all the empty seats. And that's not hours before the game. That's just minutes before the game starts. Because the players are already on the field. And why was there nobody there? Because fans protested all the pride garbage by staying away in droves. I've seen more people at a high school football game in Podunk during a monsoon. Here's what it looked like on video.
Pride Night. Nancy Pelosi throwing out the first pitch on Pride Night drew an absolutely raucous crowd to the Nats game last night. You can feel the electricity in the air. Look at how pathetic this is. There is no one here for first pitch. Just a little shot put, not even really a throw. But I mean, look at how
people don't tell me there isn't a God.
There's nobody at.
And here's all
the
reasons why we shouldn't worry. Number one, God.
Was around 50% capacity.
No more.
We're talking about pathetic crowds. But this is.
We trust God because verse 10. God is the only one who can tell us the end from the beginning. He's the only one who can tell us what's going to happen in the future. And He does, because God has a plan for these last days that we're living in. And folks, we see that plan being fulfilled right in front of our very eyes. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, in the last days there'll be all kinds of demonic deception. 2 weeks ago, hundreds of Lutherans in Nuremberg, Germany, showed up for the very first church service that was totally planned and led by artificial intelligence. Folks, artificial intelligence has no soul, and the devil is using it. See what's coming? See what this is going to come to? Just exactly like Jesus said. Luke chapter 21, verse 20, Jesus said, in the last days, Israel is going to be surrounded by all her enemies who are hell-bent on her destruction. And just 2 weeks ago, Iran came out with the famous Fatah missile, a hypersonic missile that has been specifically developed to get around Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system and destroy the nation of Israel in 400 seconds. Do you know how much time 400 seconds is? That would be 6.66 minutes. 666. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Joel chapter 2, verses 30 and 31. There will be signs in the heavens above and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke before the great and terrible day of the Lord. 2 weeks ago, the sky over New York City, because of the Canadian fire, wildfires, was blood red. Like something right out of the book of Revelation. Just a preview of what's coming. Right now, the United Nations is demanding that every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world get a digital ID implant in their body and a digital ID number so the United Nations can monitor all you're buying and selling to register how it affects climate change. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. In the last days during the great tribulation, the Antichrist will force everyone to receive the mark of the beast and the right hand of their forehead. For what purpose? To control their buying and their selling. See what's coming? See how close we really are? And in case that's not enough to worry about already, ever since Congress declassified all kinds of information about UFOs back in 2021, scads, more UFOs have been showing up like nobody's business. And people are everywhere. This video here, this showed up over southern Wisconsin last December the 21st. The other video, Dave. The other one. Yeah. Tarnation was
like
that?
A faithful person beside it.
Original screen.
And another one's inside, and it has big eyes. And
one week
like,
after that, December the 28th.
I wanted to find some aliens.
That thing, above, showed up over Enid, Oklahoma. Last July the 14th, people spotted that thing in the yellow over a soccer stadium in Juarez, Mexico. And scientists said it was beyond human, not of human origin. Last April the 26th, U.S. Navy pilots took a video of that flying over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. And those pilots clocked that thing going 20,000 miles per hour. In other words, it had a technology that was simply beyond this world. People, I could go on and on and on. Enough unidentified aerial phenomena to make a Star Trek movie. Last April the 30th, Las Vegas, Nevada, 10 minutes to midnight, police body cam spotted a UFO streaking across the sky with a light so bright it was seen as far away as Los Angeles, California. And that body cam also caught that UFO falling down to earth. And then 39 minutes later, all kinds of people in Los Angeles started calling the cops saying there were some kind of creatures 8 to 10 feet tall walking around in their backyard. There's the video.
Emergency.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Colin, give us a call. I wanted to find some aliens.
Cops on the scene said this: I'm so nervous right now, I got butterflies, bro. This is the worst thing I've dealt with in 27 years of service. People saw a shooting star, and now they're saying there's aliens in their backyard. And I know there's somebody here and they're saying, Kevin, is this real? Is this true? Do you really believe this? Next frame. And I got to tell you, absolutely I do. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. I saw something flying that looked like a giant scroll, 30 feet long and 10 feet wide. The Bible says in the last days there's going to be all kinds of signs in heaven and on earth. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 19. And according to Zechariah, some of those things are going to look like UFOs. Now, I believe in space aliens as much as I believe that Dylan Mulvaney's a woman. Because the Bible tells us exactly what those so-called space aliens are. They're fallen angels. They're demon spirits. And Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 37, Jesus said they're going to put on a command performance at the end of the start of the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 9 says during the Great Tribulation, the bottomless pit is going to be opened up and all kinds of demon spirits are going to be released to terrify and torment people. And because the dispensations all overlap each other, the end of the church age where we are at right now and the start of the Great Tribulation, buckle up, folks, because we're going to see all kinds of flying monkey stuff before the Lord takes us out of here. Something wicked this way comes. And how do we know that those so-called aliens are really demon spirits? Revelation chapter 16 says during the Great Tribulation, demon spirits go out to deceive people all over the world. And what do verses 3 and 4 say they look like? Like frogs. And they do all kinds of miraculous signs. Time after time, people who claim they've had contact with aliens always describe them how? Like frogs. with big eyes. The people in Las Vegas last April the 30th, what did they say those 8 to 10 foot creatures look like? Another eyewitness said they have big eyes and they look like frogs. And why are the demons coming out of the woodwork now? Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Because it's getting close to the end, folks, and they know their time is short. They're here. And I know somebody's saying, Kevin, shut up. I can't take this. I can't deal with this anymore. All hell's breaking loose. Everything's coming unglued. There's all bad news. Isn't there any good news to talk about? Yeah. Yes, there is. Because see, there is a devil and there are demons. And all hell is breaking loose. And there's a radical left and there's a war against Christians. But see, there's also a God. And this God has a plan for the last days that we are living in right now. And all the leftists and the Joe Bidens and the J.B. Priskers and the pride people and the pride flags and the USO and all the demon powers in hell combined, even on their best day, can't do a blessed thing to stop that plan from happening. So the good news is, you don't even have to worry about the bad news, because Jesus is coming. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a cry of command and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So E.T. ain't calling home. Christians, we're going home. And we're not. The good news is, your future's even better than that. Because we're not just going to be in heaven with Jesus, we're going to be reigning with Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. You're not just going to be rotten in a hellhole prison, you're going to be seated in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. You're not going to get locked up, you're going to be lifted up. You're not going to get canceled, you're going to get crowned. You're not going to run, you're going to rule. Yes. And while all your enemies are in the pit with the devil forever, you're going to be on the throne with Jesus forever. And when the smoke is all cleared and it's all said and done, we will lay our trophies at His feet and crown Him Lord of all. Amen. So Christians, listen to me. I don't care how big or bad or dark or scary or hairy or impossible or hopeless or helpless or out of control the situation may seem. Hang on. Hang on. Because there is a God. And God has a plan. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. God's purpose will stand. And come hell or high water, throughout eternity, you and me are going to be standing there with Him. But you know what? You're not going to be standing there with God if you don't know God. And you don't know God if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. There really is a God, and He's the only God there is. A holy, awesome, mind-blowing, mind-bending God who dwells in unapproachable light. A God whom no man has seen or can see. No man can see God's face and live. So 2,000 years ago, this God loved us so much, He came down in the form we could understand, in the form of His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, so that one day, by faith in Him, we could go to heaven and live with Him forever. And this God knows the end from the beginning. So listen, He knows what your end is going to be too. And one day, very soon, you're going to be standing before Him on Judgment Day, and you're going to have to deal with Him head on. And if you've never confessed your sin to God, if you've never put your faith in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross to take your sins away, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior, you're going to be lost. That is a choice you have to make. And listen, if you haven't made that choice yet, you need to make it today. You need to make it right now before it's too late. That God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords is unquestioned. That God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords of your life is up to you. So let me ask you this morning, what's it going to be? The incredible thing about being a Christian, the average star in our universe has more power than 10 billion nuclear reactors. And yet God didn't just create one of those stars. He created 10 octillion. That's a 10 followed by 80 zeros. And He created them simply out of nothing, just by breathing them into existence. A God who created fire and hell that'll last for a trillion eternities and never go out. A God who holds the oceans of the world in the palm of His hand. And yet that powerful, awesome God, through your simple faith in Jesus Christ, calls you friend. So let me ask you this morning. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Are you trusting Him for salvation? Are you really a friend of God?
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. Friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.